Hey, welcome to Expect the Expected with Joey and Harp.
Two small town girls from New Mexico living in Nashville and talking all things personal growth, spirituality, bucking shit up, and figuring it all out, or at least trying to.
Today's episode is brought to you from East Nashville, where we are smoking on L'Oreal's again because we had some leftover.
It was a good time.
It was a good time.
We're just carrying it on.
Hell yeah.
Each episode, we will be trying out different strains of legal-grade cannabis from smoke shops around the city. We're here to have a good time and talk about some shit. Thank you for being a part of the journey. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Thumb up, thumb.
Dating part four.
Four. Quattro.
It's not even a series now. It's a saga. It's like Twilight.
I never seen Twilight.
It's like The Hunger Games.
Okay.
You just watched it. I know you know.
I know. I read the books in high
school. Does four make it a saga?
I don't fucking know. Don't ask me.
What's Harry Potter?
I've never seen Harry Potter either.
So long. I know you were a good Christian girl. Stayed away from the witchcraft and wizardry.
But I could watch horror movies and Hocus Pocus, and I was just... It wasn't that I couldn't watch Twilight. I'm not gonna lie, dude. I thought it was too cool for it. Ooh, I hate to admit that now because that sounds so snobby, but...
Well, you were too cool for it.
I was like, I'm not gonna watch Twilight, but you better damn... It had a really good soundtrack, though, so I did listen to the soundtrack.
You probably would have liked the first... So this is what I really like about Twilight. Expect the expected. Harp likes Twilight. That is such an embarrassing story from... What grade was I in? Eighth? No. I don't know. So I read all the books in like 8th grade, right? 7th grade, 8th grade.
What are we talking about?
Twilight.
Oh, Twilight.
I read all the books in like 7th or 8th grade and I was obsessed. And that's also when like copy and paste on the internet and like there was printers at school and whatever. Well, I was just saving a document with like lots of pictures, lots and lots and lots and lots of pictures of the guy who played of Robert Pattinson as Edward Cullen. And I accidentally pressed print.
No, you didn't.
While we were all like...
Were you embarrassed?
I printed like 50 pages worth of pictures.
What?
In color. Like, in color. My teacher was fucking pissed.
Oh,
I get a little
God.
Obsessive. I used to get a little obsessive. I haven't really got obsessed with anything in a long time, which is probably really healthy. But I loved those books. And I just, like, romanticized everything. And I loved the movies. Mm-hmm. The first movie's so low cost. And then, like, you can tell it made money because the rest of them were, like, better quality.
Yeah. But I've thought about watching them now that I'm older, but I feel like it won't be the same.
Yeah, it might be too cheeseball. I watched them. Yeah. I loved them. And I watched them now and I'm like, oh, God.
Oh my
but
goodness.
That's love, baby. How do we even get on that?
Oh, because we were talking about sagas, and you said Twilight.
Oh, shit,
and
that
I
was
said,
all
I've
awesome.
Never seen Twilight, and you said Harry Potter, and I was like, hey, I've never seen Harry Potter.
And then I sold one of my most embarrassing school stories ever. I literally was mortified.
You what?
I was mortified.
What'd you do, though?
When I printed off all those pictures.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said wrote a story or something.
No.
Oh.
I just printed off a lot of pictures in color. And I got in a lot of trouble. And it was also really pathetic. And everybody...
Triple whammy.
And, like, everybody saw. Like, all the kids in the class.
They're like, this bitch is crazy.
This bitch is crazy. I was like,
well, I'm obsessed. Put them all on your wall.
Yeah, I was like, well, do I get to keep them?
That's the real question.
You know, maybe, I think she made me throw them away.
Aww. What a waste.
I was like, man, all that coloring for nothing. I probably liked the trash. I don't know. I have posters of boys all over my walls when I was in high school. It was crazy. It was crazy.
That's so funny, dude. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
The things you do
when you're young.
Little pup.
Oh, my gosh. Pupper-y. It's nice to be out of that phase. I just really liked a lot
so
of
crazy.
Boys. Yeah, well, just like I just
neurotic.
Liked a lot of boys. I liked a lot of different boys. I had a really hard time choosing. Never wanted to choose.
Yeah.
But then, like, as you go through different experiences, you kind of narrow in on what you fuck with and what you don't fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
And who you want to be in a relationship or not.
With, yeah.
You know? Or not with.
Or not with. Exactly.
Exactly. I feel like that's how it is. I've dated a lot of different kinds of people.
Yeah, same. They're all so different from each other.
Yeah.
So different. Sometimes I'm like, I don't even know. I think I have a type, and then I'm like, do I really have a type? Because
that's how I feel, too.
This has been all over the place.
But there are certain things that I'm always drawn to creatives. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're, like, a creative, I fuck with you.
Yeah.
And to whatever degree, like, that's, like, my boyfriend's a musician. Mm-hmm. And he's a really good one. And that's really cool. But I've also dated, I guess just musicians. No, I just like musicians. But I would date someone who was, like, a chef or, like, I don't know, like, in the film industry or, like, a painter or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. People who have the creative juices flowing, I feel like I vibe with.
Yeah.
So that's something that I've learned. Because I've also dated people that were not in that realm, and it was harder, you know?
There's just, like, an emotional connection, I think, between people that are creative, too. It's just different, you know? And like you mentioned, it can be creative in really, like, all kinds of ways.
Yeah. Carpentry? That's cool. Yeah, I think that all sorts of, like, gardening.
Glass blowing? That's sick.
Pottery. That's what you want to get into. I think that's cool.
Yeah, it is. I really want to do it. I just need to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck. I gotta do it.
But trying new things is hard.
It really is fucking hard.
Because it's intimidating.
I've talked about that before. But yeah. But, and so speaking of trying new things, trying to be in a healthy, stable relationship is also fucking hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of what this episode is about, is just where we're at now, how we've grown from post-college. And we're always going to be learning. Because you're going to be in different stages of your life for the rest of your life.
Seriously.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you really are.
Like, ever-evolving, man. And when you're in a relationship and whenever you're, like, choosing someone, that's kind of the vision that you have to see, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're really trying to, like, hone in.
Yeah.
If that's what you want. Obviously, if that's not what you want, then fuck it. Do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But if a relationship and a partnership is something that you want, then you have to start not fucking with things that...
Shit that doesn't fit you anymore.
Yeah, that doesn't fit you anymore. I feel like that's kind of what happened, is I was on the crazy train, and I was like, I really need to jump off, but I can't see the bottom. But then I jumped off, and then my life got better. Yeah. I started, like, seeing the person that I'm dating now. And it's not been totally easy, because I've been navigating an adult relationship after being on the crazy train. Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it definitely was for me, too. I mean, I shared I shared some of my crazy, wild stories about, you know, when I first moved to Nashville, and ended with, in the last episode, about the stalker guy.
Casual stalker. Jesus.
And then I met Luke, my husband.
You're what? Luke. Say it for the people in the back. You're what? Your husband? Yeah.
Husband. And so, but obviously, whenever I feel like, I didn't realize I needed that relationship to... Because, you know, here's the thing. For some people, and I think that this does fit the majority, this is a wise decision that you should be working on yourself, you know,
always
more. And you should be in this, like, you know, like, your best self before you get into a relationship. But that's not always reality. And that definitely was not my reality. At all. I was welding out. And then all of a sudden I meet this, like, really good guy. And he seriously pursued me. Why? I still don't know. I fucked up his whole life. It's fine.
4 years later. Still don't know.
In case you're wondering, have no idea. Because, but I think for me that was the thing, is that I was always dating these guys in some form that I was almost, like, trying to save, quote-unquote. you know, they were into all this stuff, and I felt like the little angel that came into their life, and then all of a sudden, the fucking tables flipped, and I was like, I did not see this coming at all. And then a little
angel entered your life.
I know.
Fluttered in like a little butterfly.
Dude, seriously, though.
It's just really crazy, because I've been hanging since you met Luke. Yeah. So I've just seen your relationship evolve, and that is crazy.
Yeah, it really is crazy. It wasn't something... Here's the thing is, I don't know if I was ready. I don't know if I was ready for it, but I think that the way that I was living my life and the choices that I was making and the way I was dealing with my mental health was not healthy. And, but a part of me doesn't think that I probably would have gotten off of that if it wasn't for Luke. And, which is like hard for me to say because like, of course, like a part of me wants to be like, no, I was, you know, in this really great place and I had, you know, really loved myself and then, you know, this, but that, and I would like to say that I did all on my own, but that would be lying, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of things came out with Luke that I learned about myself in that relationship because it was just so different. He wasn't just there to fuck around. He was being legit. And I was like, what? You know, because I just wasn't used to it.
Well, it's just such a difference. That's, like, how I felt, too. I mean, at the beginning of my relationship, I even told you, I was, like, just waiting for the dust to settle. I don't know. In most of my relationships, I've just been waiting for it to end. And I expect someone to leave when certain things, like, arise or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they just hang out, and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What are you doing here?
I know. And I put Luke through some hell. My mental health was not good because, you know, I feel like I was numbing it. Really, when we talked about in the last episode about those high highs, I was just chasing those high highs. And so if I wasn't, you know, way up there, I was very, very, very low. And so, and Luke comes in and there's just this steady stream, literally. And that was really fucking hard for me because I was just so used to up and down, up and down, up and down my whole life, and I never had this steady life. Like, I didn't have it growing up because of the situations that I was just born into, essentially, and I didn't have it in college, and I didn't have it, you know, ever. And so here comes this person that's just on this steady stream and just keeps pursuing me and isn't going anywhere, even though I'm being fucking neurotic. I mean, crazy. And, you know, having these meltdowns because I didn't know how to deal with my emotions. I had numbed them for so long. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, I can't run away because I'm in a relationship with somebody. I can't just run away to the things that used to numb, like, my feelings.
Yeah.
And make me feel these really, really high highs, you know, because that's, like, not what I'm doing. I'm trying to, like, be in this relationship. And I could have walked away from that. I could have been like, this is too fucking hard.
Yeah.
And so, and I think in a way of that, I learned a lot about myself, and it was the first time I didn't just, like, run away. And, but it was really, really hard for me for a lot of reasons. Like, it's crazy how someone can just, like, being there and just continuing to show up for you. If you're not used to that, then you don't know how to act.
It's crazy. Well, you know, it's just such a common theme for people who are used to chaos at whatever capacity, like in relationships, in life, in both or whatever, that when you get into that stable zone, you create your own chaos because that's what you, like, you self-sabotage because that's what you're used to. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I've seen that in my personal relationships. I have friends that say the same thing, that they finally got a stable partner and we're all just wild girls, you know what I mean? Like, we're, I know. Like, and they've had, like, toxic, crazy relationships. And I've had toxic, crazy relationships, and so have you. And then you get into this relationship with someone who just shows up and is there, and then you fight, and you, like, are crazy, and then you wake up the next morning, and they're just, like, want to talk it out, or whatever.
They're just still there.
And you're just like, what the fuck are you doing here? Yeah. You're just not used to it, you know?
No.
And it's like, how do you navigate that? And then that's when you really got to, like, go inward and be like, what the fuck?
Why does this bother me?
Yeah. And you know? Why am I reacting
this certain way? Like, why is this making me neurotic? Seriously.
It's really crazy.
Yeah. I don't even know. The thing about mine and Luke's relationship, too, and he knows this, and he's obviously producing this, so nothing I'm going to say he's not going to know, or he's going to be mad at me, because I literally asked him, is there anything you don't want me to talk about? And he said no. And I'm still going to keep privacy, obviously, but I think there's some things to share, because I think that people think that, even a part of myself thought that, you know, marriage is going to fix everything, and, you know, I'll be stable, and it'll be, you know, lawful and, like, permanent. But in reality, it's still really fucking hard, you know? And I think with me and him, I was just so wild before, and he wasn't. You know, he went and toured with all these bands, but he wasn't sleeping with people. He wasn't getting all fucked up. Like, he did a lot of really cool things sober.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And so that just wasn't me. You know, in my 20s, I was party girl for years. And so for him, I'm sure it was interesting. I that's what I don't mean is he was like, okay, let's take this wild girl.
It's because we spice shit up and these boys are like, I kind of like it.
I kind of like it spicy.
I kind of like it a little spicy. Let's try it. Try it out a little spicier. Yeah. Like, well, you get what you get, man. That's the thing about the two of us, though, especially as we've approached relationships later on. I think we've both done this pretty well, is we kind of are just like, this is me. This is how I am. And you get to, like, if you choose this, that's on you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of like a take it or leave it. Because I spent so many years, like, trying to be a certain type of way, to fit a certain type of mold, to date a certain type of dude.
Yeah.
And then I got tired of it. And I was just like, you know what? Here it is.
This, like, is me.
Like, I'm gonna cry and be stupid over stupid shit. And some of my triggers are dumb. And I'm going to get a little spicy and a little mouthy sometimes, but I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know. And that's what I've been learning, is really just trying to understand the other person. Mm-hmm. If you're both willing to understand each other, then that, like, carries a lot of weight. You know what I mean? Because then you try to, like, show up for that person in ways that don't pull their triggers. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Yeah. Or pull your own triggers.
Or, like, understand that they do have triggers, and that's normal. That's, you know, human nature, you know? And so it's not getting so upset about it or even taking it super personal. And I think, obviously Luke's not going to talk about it, but I think he had to get to the point and realize it's not personal. It's just me, you know? And when I was off, like, being wild and crazy, and Luke wasn't, so when we got into our relationship, we didn't have sex for, like, the first year of our relationship.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because I've never done that before, you know? I've never done that before. And so, it's, like, every relationship I had been with, like, I had slept with him within, like, at least a month, you know?
Yeah.
And so, even my high school boyfriend. And so that was something that was different, because that's what Luke wanted. It wasn't something I necessarily wanted, but I did. I don't know. Like, there was just something. I stayed. Normally that would make me be like, fuck no, I'm leaving. You know? But I couldn't tell you.
I know. It was crazy. Yeah. I was just like, all right.
When I went from catcalling on to Mumbry.
Catcalling a stalker to
to celibate all of a sudden for a year. Yeah. But I feel like for me that was really healing, just because of a lot of the trauma that I've experienced in my life. I feel that I didn't realize I needed that.
Totally.
Because I think I was relying heavily on that in a lot of other ways, like how I was talking about dealing with my depression and stuff, and utilizing that as a way to numb the things I was feeling. And then So you take that away for a year, and I don't have this numbing agent anymore. And I had to learn how to be in a relationship without that. And I feel like I was able to learn a lot about myself through that, and I was able to, and he was able to learn a lot about, like, our relationship and how we were gonna be. And then we finally did, like, a year later.
I know. Well, it was crazy because we were all living with each other during the pandemic. So me and you and Luke and then my ex-boyfriend. And we all kind of knew that it was going to be, like, a make-or-break situation. We all, like, knew going into it, our relationship is either going to further or it is not. Yeah. Because we were all just trying to figure shit out, as we always are, you know. Always just trying to figure shit out.
Me or you had never lived with, like, lived with a significant other. No, never. And so I think that is something that not a lot of people could do, but because of mine and your friendship, I think it worked great, and it made me feel more comfortable knowing that we were all living together and it wasn't just me and Luke at first. Yeah. Or just, you know, you and your ex-boyfriend, because that's a really big commitment, especially when you've never done it before.
Yeah, totally.
And I think for you and I, it was just like, if neither one of these things work out, at least we still have each other.
Totally.
You know? So we
all knew that.
If you have a friendship like that and you, like, trust that person a lot, I would definitely recommend maybe trying that.
Yeah, well, it worked out. Like, we found a house that had a fully finished basement that was a really cool area. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like a split house.
We basically just had to share the kitchen, but we did hang out a lot together.
Yeah. And it was COVID times. We were just fucking
drinking.
Getting drunk in the living room watching music videos. Seriously. That was pretty much.
And playing games.
And playing games. That was it. That's all we did. It was good times. But, yeah, so that was the first time. So we did that. That was the first time we'd ever lived with a significant other. And then you ended up getting engaged.
Yeah.
And then I ended up breaking up with my significant other and then living by myself for a while.
Yeah.
And then you, like, moved in with your fiance and planned a whole ass wedding and did some, like, real adult shit, dude.
I know,
it was crazy. I was just like, holy fuck. Like,
I was like, holy fuck,
dude. I'm like out here, like, fucking around and you're getting married and I'm just like, all right, we're doing this thing. And I don't know, it was just like crazy because it felt like a blink of an eye. Like, Luke had been around for a long time,
but it went by fast. No, it really did.
I was just like, what the fuck, you're getting married? We were just going out getting crazy together.
You're just catcalling people.
Shaking your ass on Broadway, bitch. What the fuck? Okay. I guess we're getting married.
I know. It felt like that for me, too. Just this big transition and life change that I was making all of a sudden. And I don't necessarily recommend this, but this is just how it happened for me. When we got engaged, I wasn't ready. But I guess I felt at the point, am I ever going to feel ready? I felt in a way I was, because here's the thing about me. I do self-sabotage very often. And so I've been really good lately. But before it was, I would just always run away from everything. And so then all of a sudden I just felt in a way that, you know, you kind of make a choice, you know, and I didn't know. I didn't know how it was going to be sometimes, you know, but that day was just, like, beautiful.
It was perfect. And your wedding day was blessed by the heavens.
And Chris Stapleton.
And literally by Chris Stapleton.
Yeah. Fun fact, when Luke went to go mail our wedding invitations, he went to just this standalone fucking mailbox to put our invitations in, and Chris Stapleton's wife and him pull up. And it's just them and Luke. And she was like, hey, can I just drop this one thing in there? Because Luke had a whole stack. And he was like, yeah, for sure. And then she was, I don't know. She was like, Luke, I'm sorry if I'm telling the story wrong. But she was like, oh, what are you mailing? And he said, wedding invitations. And she said, oh, yeah, I remember having to do that. It's such a pain or something like that. And then Chris Stapleton rolls down the window of their vehicle. And he was just like, congratulations on getting married. And so
Chris Stapleton blessed.
So then we had to get married.
So. Yeah. So then she knew it was the right decision.
Okay.
She said, I guess we'll go through with this thing. Had the most beautiful wedding. I cried like a bitch.
Everybody cried.
Everybody cried. Oh my god, I can't. I'm so bad. I'm bad at everyone's wedding. But imagine your best friend getting married and you're there. You've seen the whole relationship from the start. You've seen the evolution. Now they're getting married. She's beautiful in a wedding dress. Hysterical.
Hysterical.
Add wine in there. Mm-mm. It's not pretty. It's not pretty.
Seriously.
But it was so much fun. And then we went out afterwards.
Yeah. We did go out afterwards.
It was good times.
To the country bar. And people came up to us and were like, did you guys actually get married tonight? And we're all, yeah. And so, shots. So, I got kind of fucked up at the bar. But
expect the expected.
Expect the expected. So, yeah. We were engaged and we got married and I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And that's, I feel, you know, people are, oh yeah, you know, they have this marriage. We got married and it's great and everything's awesome. And there are parts of it that are super awesome, but there's also parts that are just really fucking hard. And especially if you've, you know, never have been in a healthy relationship and the person you're getting married to is your first, it's, you're learning a lot of new things.
Yeah. And just navigating marriage, I would imagine. And it's just, like, really choosing the partner. And it's just, yeah, it's just really a choice. Life is just made up of choices, man.
Mm.
And I think it's a really beautiful thing to just choose someone and continue to choose to grow with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something really beautiful about someone having your back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Having a safe space. And feeling like you can trust someone. Because when you have had when you've trusted people that have not earned it or whatever, then you're a little bit more finicky with your trust. And yeah. So then it takes you a long time to, like, break down those walls, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And here's the thing. You know how you were talking about earlier when, you know, now you're kind of at that point where this is just who I am, take it or leave it kind mm-hmm. of thing. I feel this is my first relationship where I've just totally been myself and I don't give a fuck. Like, this is me, you know, because I feel like in every relationship, I really catered to the person I was with a lot.
Yeah.
I was very much just on it constantly and felt that I had to be perfect. And in this one, I'm just like, homeboy, I am not perfect. I told all my dirt to Luke. And I think it was this mechanism to try to push him away.
And guess what happened? There's a ring on her finger, ladies.
Shit.
I don't know. Some boys like transparency, I guess.
The person you want to be with will love you despite your shit.
Yeah.
Or will love your shit too. I don't fucking know.
I don't know what it is.
In spite with blah, blah, blah. Whatever.
They will just choose to get to know you. I think this is my thing. That is really fucking cool in the relationship that I'm in, is I feel like my current partner really listens to what I have to say and really gives a shit. And, like, sometimes I feel like I have spent all the time in relationships getting to know the other person that
mm-hmm.
they have not really gotten to know me. So, like, what I was talking about
yeah,
the last episode, like, my neighbor boyfriend who was like, but I love you when I broke up with him. And I was like, you don't know shit about me. You
at
don't
all.
Like at all. Like you don't know anything. And it's reflected in, like, we talk about Valentine's Day and how I don't really give a shit about Valentine's Day because
I don't either.
Because I've never felt like every Valentine's Day gift I've ever received has been something that I'm not into. Like yeah. I got a bottle, I don't know. My neighbor boyfriend got me a fucking gift card to go get my, what was it?
My concealed
carry license.
And roses,
like Guns N' Roses, because he was super into guns. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, he gave you a gift based off of what he loved, not
right.
what he loved.
And then my other boyfriend, bless his heart, he tried, but it was still just like, whatever, dude. Like, ran around all day trying to get presents, which I'm not even, like, gifts are not my love language typically.
Mm-hmm.
Got me a bottle of rosé.
Hate rosé.
Hate rosé. And, like, something else. And I was just like, this is, like, you did this so last minute. I didn't feel thought of. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And in this relationship, like, it's really sweet that, like, he'll always have just, like, soda water at his house because I love soda water. Mm-hmm. And, like, I drink it all the time. And that's really sweet. Or, like, get snacks that he thinks I like. Or just, like, the little things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we've been together for, like, 7 months. And the gifts that I've received from him are, like, thoughtful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just really sweet. That's something that I've, like, taken away from the relationship that I'm currently in. Is that it feels really nice to be thought of.
Yeah.
You know?
It really does when someone's very considerate.
Yeah.
Even yesterday. Fucking Luke. My other friend was over here, and we were putting away dinner, and I told Luke he could take the leftovers for lunch, and he fucking says, he's just like, oh, well, I know you have a really busy day tomorrow, so it might be easier for you to have the leftovers so that you can warm it up, and you don't have to, like, make something, and I can just make something before I go to work. And my friend was just like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
I know.
She was just like, that is so thoughtful. And I was just like, damn, dude, I'm a bitch.
You know how they always say that nice guys finish last? That is a whole ass mentality. Because if you mm-hmm. actually pick the nice guy, that's what you want. But we're out here like, I want the bad boy. Just like,
who I gotta chase around town.
Yeah, dude, this gets exhausting.
It does get exhausting.
You know what doesn't get exhausting? Having someone cook for you at the end of the day because you've had a long day. Mm-hmm. That does not get exhausting. There's gratitude attached to that, always.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, like, when someone, for the first time, shows you this is what it's actually like to be cared for.
Yeah. You know? And, like, enjoys doing it. Mm-hmm. It's just different when you feel like you have to cater to someone.
Yeah.
But it's different when it's, like, I want to take care of you because I care about you.
Yeah.
I care about you. I love you. I, like, know you had a long day. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. Like,
yeah.
You cook for Luke.
And learning how to care for them in the way that they receive it as well.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally. Well, that comes with understanding. Important. Like, yeah, like, the five love languages are definitely pillars. But people also are loved in very different ways. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Whether it's showing up on time. Whether it's doing what, like, being where you say you're going to be. Whether it's, I don't know, like, gifts or spending time with someone or whatever, you know, it's like,
yeah,
people sometimes what doesn't seem like a big deal to you can be a big deal to the other person, but it's just a simple adjustment and it's just taking the time to understand the person.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Definitely. And I think something else I've learned even about myself is that sometimes I can be what we were talking about earlier is when you're in a safe relationship, some of those triggers come out because it's like you don't know what to do with it. Your body doesn't know. You don't know how to respond because you've been in this like fight or flight mode for so long. And so then when I feel like you start to kind of be like, okay, like I'm safe and your body kind of recognizes like you're safe and all that good shit. It's just crazy, like, that transition, and it kind of makes you realize, like, for me, that I was very reactive in certain ways. You know, Luke would say something or Luke would do something that really, in retrospect, wasn't this, like, big deal, but trying to create chaos or, you know, doing what I'm, you know, used to or experiencing, I had to learn how to fucking pause. Like, yeah. Not everything needs to be addressed in the moment. Your emotions don't need to completely take over you. Like, you can still, it's a choice. And I think that's the biggest thing about being married or being in, like, a serious partnership, you know, where you want to make it work. It's, you have to choose. It's, you can't just leave fully with your emotions. Because I was watching, good old TikTok. I watched a TikTok today where this guy was talking. He's very blunt. I don't even know what the fuck his name is, but he literally said that emotions are visitors. So, like, treat them as such.
They pass if you let them.
Yeah, they pass, and it's okay to feel them, but don't let them completely take over. And I really like that because I work with, like, kids and families, and I work on that emotion regulation. And while some of that is definitely what I've learned, it's also something that I've, like, learned in school. It's also something I've had to learn from experience, is that if you allow your emotions to fully take over, they, you can do some fucking damage. Like, you can ruin whole relationships, or, you know, and burn a lot of bridges if you just allow yourself to let that emotion completely take over you.
Yeah.
You know, and I've definitely have had that happen several times. I think whenever people have, like, fucking mental breakdowns or freakouts, like, they happen. Those are, you know, that's a part of human life. But it's like, I want to have less of those, and I want to be in control of my fucking emotions. And so this relationship has really taught me that. It's like, fucking pause before you respond. Like, take a breath and don't just, like, say some shit. And I do fuck up sometimes, because I still, like, that still is in me. But once again, I feel, as an adult and being, you know, trying to be in a more established relationship, if that's what you want, it's fucking, you have to just take a minute and, like, think, you know?
I know. Well, it's important. Like, respect is a really important thing. And sometimes you can say things that you don't really, really mean. You just are hot in the moment. At least I'm speaking for the both of us.
Yeah,
we definitely can be a little hot sometimes.
Spicy.
We can be a little spicy, which is a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
But it's like, I never want to cross the line where my partner feels like I disrespected them.
Disrespected them, or, like even degraded them.
Yeah, or anything like that, because that, like, crosses a line. And then sometimes it's hard to come back from that, because you know how they always say, like, the negative things, like, staying. Like, there's negative shit that past boyfriends have said from a decade ago that lives rent-free in my brain sometimes. Yeah. And it's just like,
you can't fucking take it back once it's out there.
Yeah, once it's out there. And I don't want to do that to someone that I care about. And I don't want them to question, like,
yeah,
whatever. But it's hard sometimes. Oh, because it's sometimes very hard. You're like, fuck off. Yeah. But I don't want to say that, because that's rude. You know what I mean? Yeah, but I feel it.
Feelings. Yeah.
My feelings are valid. But yeah, that's rude.
No, but I think for me, too, it's kind of that thing you learn when you're little. It's just, I don't want that done to me, either. I don't want to feel that way, so I'm not trying to, you know, make someone else feel that way, either. Totally. Either just because I'm mad, or just because I'm upset. And I think it's just really learning how to control your emotions and pause before you fucking respond, because communication is huge, and you can, if you communicate aggressively, or, you know, it's not, your message isn't getting across anyways the way you're intending it to. So you might as well just fucking wait.
And I definitely do that. I've noticed I've done that. And some people don't know. Some people want to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And that is my thing that I can't fuck with. Mm-hmm. So I will literally remove myself from the situation, because yeah, I know. Because I've gotten to the point where I haven't removed myself from the situation, and then it's blown up, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, this is not worth this. Like, let me just, like, go take a shower. I just need to be, like, by myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For, like, give me 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I've had to do that in this relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And at first he was like, what the fuck? And I was just like, dude, it's for the better. Like, it's me. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like, just let me. You gotta
give me my space.
Just let me have my space for a second. I swear to God, I'm not gonna, like,
take off. I just need a minute.
I just need a minute to breathe. Yeah. Because I get overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And then when I get overwhelmed, I'm like a kettle. I'm like, like, and then I'm gone. You know what I mean? And it's just like, that's a fire sign, baby. I don't know if everyone's like that, but
I know I am.
I will boil like a fucking kettle. And I just need to, like, cool off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I can reassess the situation and come at it from a more understanding point of view and talk it out and all that good shit.
But, like you think more rationally.
Yeah.
Because I know when I'm hot, there's no rational thoughts, like, coming in my head.
No.
You know, it's, you catastrophize things. And so you need a fucking minute to let those things pass. And I just think that setting those boundaries too, and realizing that, like you mentioned, like with your relationship, he had to kind of learn that this is for the better. I need this. Otherwise it's not going to work. Yeah. You know, we're going to be fighting all the time.
Well, cause some people just want to fix it. And now he totally understands, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, if I say, like, man, I'm really tapped, I need a day. Cause I've told him before, if I don't take time for myself to make myself feel okay and good, I'm going to be a shitty fucking girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a shitty friend. I'm going to be a shitty everything. Because, trust me, I burnt myself out enough and been a shitty friend. Mm-hmm. And been a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm doing this for the better. Like, just give me some space so I can just recuperate. Mm-hmm. And that's with anything, you know? And now he understands that. And him, too, you know? I'm like, you can't. Like, he's a musician in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Like, he stresses himself out. Yeah. And I'm like, you gotta be, you gotta take care of yourself in order to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
most And that's definitely. Something that I've, like, learned from trial. Much trial and error.
Right.
But, I don't know, it's just growing, man.
Yeah. And it's just learning every day.
Yeah.
You know, this, it, and that for me is, with Luke, is I know he's good for me, and I know I've really struggled to let go of my old life, because that's what kept me afloat, kind of. Like, I was drowning, but...
You're breathing, kind
of. I was breathing.
Sometimes.
You know? And so, it was hard to let go of that. It was hard to transition, and, you know, and it's still something that I have to choose every day, and I have to essentially just fucking make a decision and roll with that, and knowing it's, like, better for me.
Yeah.
You know, this is better for me. This is, like, what I need, and this is good for me. And your tendency is to fucking go off the deep end. Take that swerve. You know what I mean? That's why I never judged you when you took that swerve. Like, I mean, it was a rough ride, but I've been there. I've taken that swerve multiple times. And so it was just kind of, do I want to do that again? Do I want to go down this road again? Because I've been here a time or two. I know these back roads like the back of my hand. And, but it's just,
it was, and you time. Know the cliff is coming, though.
Yeah. Like, it, you always know? Does. And so, it's just, save yourself the fucking misery, you know? And,
yeah.
And I am, like, I'm in a lot better place. You know, I'm not perfect, and it's not something, and I'm still learning, but having, like, a really supportive partner is definitely not something that I'm lacking. And I'm very grateful for that. And it was a long road to get here. And some people are still on that journey, you know? And it's not to say, like, who knows? Like, me and Luke are in it for the long haul. But if something happens, like, it's life. You know what I mean? And I think that's what everybody... You just have to do what's best for you. Whether that's staying in a relationship or leaving a relationship. I think that's about being an adult. And dating, for me, is that you got to know when to go, and you got to know when to stay and stick it out and fight, you know, too. And it's really just the only choice that you can make. You can't live your life out of obligation for other people, you know? And I think that's important for people to know, whether you're single, in a situationship, married, you know, it's, you do got to be considerate of other people, but ultimately, like, being true to yourself is, like, what's gonna, you know.
And that's what, like, helps a relationship grow, too, is, like, if you're true to yourself, then that gives you the ability to love another person.
Yeah.
And choose another person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Without, like, resentment or whatever. You just honor yourself and honor the season that you're in. And who knows, before you know it, it could be, like, 30 years.
Could be.
So... Who's to say?
Who's to say?
But all good things. I mean, I just think that there's really great things to come in both of our lives, and we're trying to just navigate that, you know? And we're always learning, and people will always be learning, and I'm sure we'll talk about relationships a million more times.
A million more times, but this is technically the end of our series for now.
Our saga.
Our saga.
Our Twilight saga.
To be continued later with, like, future updates on our lives, and we'll be around for a while.
Thanks for hanging out.
Yes.
Fucking around.
See you next time. See you next time.